New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast.
We got a long-timer, Curtis Robinson, linebacker, local California kid, born in NorCal, went to Southern California, back to Northern California, Stanford, and now he's with the 49ers. He comes in 68 on this list, and I'm just going to be honest, like, you know, the previous episode, number 69, was Zeke Turner. We have back-to-back Pac-12 linebacker special teams political science majors. How cool is that? Like, do the 49ers have a type? I think they kind of do. Now, Curtis Robinson's been kind of all over the back end of this list. It's his third year on the countdown. In 2022, he came in at number 85, made the roster, made the initial 53 from 85, went straight to IR, and that was kind of the high point of his career. Last year was number 57. Didn't make the roster and, you know, practice squad back and forth. Now 68. So he's kind of, you know, low point, high point, midpoint. That's where he is. Comes in at number 68 for us. The highest ranking he received out of the four ballots was number 60 on the roster for this year. And the lowest was number 79. So there's a spectrum here. There's no doubt about it. Now he's changed his number. Last year was 59. This year, 36. Going with the old barnacle number, but he's an interesting guy, and while I think he's in competition with Zeke Turner for that last kind of linebacker spot, special teamer, they're built completely different. 6'3", 235. Curtis Robinson has the size, athleticism advantage by a mile. 4'6 speed. He's 25 years old. 7 second three cone, 37 and a half inch vertical, 22 bench press reps. The 49ers got a tight man, and he is an almost identical clone to Fred Warner physically. You put in their measurables on Mock Draftable, all the different testing, 98.6% match with Fred Warner. That's why they like him so much. That hyper-athletic length, just size, speed specimen from the linebacker position. Now, he's entering into his fourth season out of Mater Dei High School down in Santa Ana, California. Born near San Francisco, moved down to Southern California for school, then goes to Stanford, political science, team captain, all that kind of stuff, five-star recruit. He was a big-time player as far as, you know, the rankings and all that kind of coming out of high school. This dude was top of the top and really hasn't found his way in the NFL. I think he's going to get a couple more chances because the youth, the athletic profile is so extreme, the intelligence is so extreme, but NFL tape, it's not bad. I will say this, you look at what he's put on tape preseason, even the games he's been active during the NFL season, it's not bad tape. It's not bad tape. It's just not consistent tape. And there's some flaws in his game where it's like, all right, you're a middle linebacker. It's probably what you're going to be. You should be able to filter through traffic a little bit better. And I think that's probably the number one red flag for Curtis Robinson. That's just like, man, what? Like, this is what's missing. He can't sift through garbage to diagnose plays underneath. Misdirection gives him a problem, but it's like, man, the speed, the awareness, the intelligence is there. There's just an issue with the game. Coming out of high school, he was the fifth highest linebacker in the country, first team all state, LA Times all area pick, goes to college all Pac-12 selection in 2019. He comes from a family of athletes. His father played at Chapman University down in Southern California. That's my college. It's not. But when choosing a college, you know, he chose Stanford. Academics were huge for him. He graduated high school with a 4.1 GPA. Goes to Stanford, team captain. Won the Jack Hudson Award for most aggressive player on the team. That shows on tape. Won the Al Masters Award at Stanford for highest award, campus athletics, leadership, and academics. I mean, he checks all the boxes. He looks how you want a linebacker to look. He thinks how you want a team captain to think. Just the film hasn't come across. You look at his PFF grades last year, 89.9 overall, 60 run defense, 76 coverage, but it was just like, wow, why is he all over the place? Well, he didn't play very much. He had 3 total defensive snaps. He had 54 total special team snaps. The Broncos are the one that found him first. They picked him up as an undrafted free agent in 2021. He was with them for a year. They let him go. 49ers grabbed him. Really haven't let him go since. And it's just, he's got to put it together. You know, his stats, not great. 9 tackles, 1 quarterback hit. Last season had 3 tackles. He's got to kind of figure this out. You look at the contracts, not great. He got a 1-year, $1.05 million deal, 0 guaranteed. They can move on free. And they're kind of basically saying, dude, we got you pigeonholed as a practice squad guy. You got to put some good tape on there. You got to do something. Only $1.3 million career earnings. Not great. As somebody that's just been practice squad, he has not been able to cash in yet. If he can make an active roster, he's going to get paid. It just hasn't happened yet in his career. He's been activated in 12 games. You know, whenever I did my film analysis, athleticism's off the charts and it shows. Play in, play out. Tackling machine in college, led Stanford in tackles, averaged 8 tackles a game, incredible, but struggles through traffic, just doesn't have a feel for sifting. It's just not there. Decent in coverage, athleticism shows. Needs to develop a better feel for the game. Instincts lacking. Smart as hell. Works really, really hard. That's what the tape shows. Now, what does 2024 have in store for him? It's pretty dang hard to find a role. You know, the Niners went out, added 2 linebackers last year that they liked. And D. Winters and Jalen Graham. They go draft another guy this year, Tatum Bethune, out of Florida State. And it's like, man, they've drafted those guys since you were on the team. So is the upside there with those young pups? I don't think so. Is the special teams quality there like it is with a Zeke Turner? I don't think so. But if you had to have a Mike linebacker and your choices were Zeke Turner, Tatum Bethune, Jalen Graham, D. Winters, I think Johnny Holland would say, I'll take Curtis Robinson. He's been in the system longer. He fits the profile we want. Yeah, we want Jalen Graham to be that guy, but the consistency's not there. And so that's the competition. It's Curtis Robinson versus Tatum Bethune versus Jalen Graham. Which one of those guys? Do you value special teams? Do you value, you know, positional versatility? Or what is it that you want? Because the 49ers keep 5 to 6, right? Linebackers, the locks. Fred Warner's a lock. Devondre Campbell's a lock. DFF's a lock. Entire salary's guaranteed. And Drake Greenlaw. But Drake Greenlaw won't count against the 49ers 53. He's going to be on the PUP. So that's three guys. D. Winters is 4. Who's that 5th or 6th linebacker, especially with the thing on special teams? Jalen Graham, Zeke Turner. That's kind of my bet. So can Curtis Robinson beat out the rookie Tatum Bethune? That's for the practice squad spot, I think. Or beat out Zeke or Jalen Graham to make the 53. I think it's a little bit of an uphill battle for him. But if he can put up some good tape, I think he could catch on somewhere else. I think practice squad's a for real possibility. The Niners like him. He's a local kid. Makes sense. I think he's going to play in a 49ers game this year again, just like he did last year and the year before. The only issue is, I don't think that's what he wants. And I don't think that's what the 49ers want for him either. And maybe a change of scenery would be good, but Curtis Robinson's got to prove something. Something's got to come. Like, you can't just be this guy that gets activated once or twice a year. That's not going to do it. That's not his goal. The ceiling, the peak is there. Remember, the number 5 linebacker coming out of high school in the country. Now you're fighting for the number 5, 6, 7 spot on a practice squad. I hope he puts it together because he's just so stinking smart. The physical specimen, all those things we outlined. It's just, man, there's just something missing. It shows how hard it is to be in the NFL. There's no such thing as a sure thing. No matter how smart, how big, how fast you are, football's different. And Curtis Robinson hasn't been able to put it together or stay healthy. 2022 might have been his chance. He got hurt. I hope he can put it together this year. Fun player, local kid, smart as hell. And it's easy to root for, but come on, Curtis. You got to show it. Don't leave it out. Like, you got to show us something. And this is the year. If you want to be a part of this team, I'm excited about it, man. It's going to be fun. Watch the number 36, the linebacker, run around during preseason and training camp. So hopefully he can put it together. I am so excited to announce our new platform launched, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, IU, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert build portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests the money for you. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns, and let me just say this, I've used Acorns app for years. Very little work. You put it in, you pick your portfolio, it goes in, and it gives your money a chance to grow with Acorns. It's been incredible. I cannot recommend the Acorns app any more than I already do. I use it personally, and my family uses it personally. I recommend it all the time. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Client testimonial, compensation provides incentive for positive promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers. Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Right now, Caleb Williams, all you have to do is pick over or under Caleb Williams one passing yard. Every week in September, that's it. Every single week. And so for right now, you could combine that, again, 2 or 6 of these, you know, things that you pick more or less. Christian McCaffrey's at 88.5 rush yards week one. So you pair that with, you say he's going to rush for over that. You do more there. You do more on Caleb Williams one pass yard. Bet $20, you win $60 on that. It's so simple right now. So download the Prize Pick app today. Use code 49ERS, that's 49ers, and get $50 instantly when you play on $5. That's code 49ers on Prize Picks for $50 instantly when you play $5. Don't have to win. As soon as you play $5, you get $50 back. You don't even need to win. So it's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Attention Niner fans and watch aficionados. Elevate your game with the Breitling Chronomat San Francisco 49ers Team Edition, now at Topper Jewelers. Celebrate the NFL's 104th anniversary with a Swiss-made timepiece that blends sophistication with sporting capability. Introducing the Breitling Chronomat, crafted in honor of the San Francisco 49ers, this 42mm marvel features a striking crimson-white dial that finished with the iconic red and gold 49ers logo placed prominently at 9 o'clock. Limited to just 104 pieces, this watch showcases your team spirit with distinctive colors and logos. Powered by Breitling's in-house BO1 chronograph movement, it combines precision with a bold design. And with a 70-hour power reserve, 200 meters water resistance, and a sapphire crystal, it's built for both action and elegance. Catch this exclusive piece at Topper Jewelers at topperjewelers.com, where tradition meets the thrill of the game. But you'll want to hustle, because once these 104 pieces are gone, they're gone forever. Discover this 49ers edition as well as other iconic Breitling watches like the legendary Navitimer and Mighty Super Ocean, now at Topper Jewelers. And while supplies last, mention this ad in the 49ers rush to receive a special gift with your next Breitling order. Maybe one of the most unique players on this 49ers roster countdown, undrafted free agent tight end Mason Plein, a converted basketball player. Like, I know a lot of these guys play basketball and they're in high school, and, you know, some of them even consider messing around with basketball at the college level. No. Mason Plein played multiple years college basketball before he even played football. That's what he is. He's converted. He's raw. He's small school. All those things. But the one thing that Mason Plein has that a lot of other people on this roster don't have, crazy upside. Now, you're going off of the way he's built, 6'6", 254. He's huge. He's 24 years old, ran a 4.8 40, 33-inch vertical, 9'10". I mean, this dude is a behemoth, size, athleticism. That's just what he brings. He hasn't really played. There's no film on him. It's pretty hard to go back, and you look at just his journey. Ferris State, he had 2 catches after converting from basketball to football. He had 2 catches in 2 years. Like, how do you grade that? You really, really can't. Then transfers to Furman, had 1 solid year, decent year of production, but still wasn't really even the starter, was kind of, you know, the jump ball specialist. But we've seen this before in the NFL. Now, it's not fair to compare him to other basketball converts, you know, Antonio Gates or Tony Gonzalez. He's not that. Maybe he could be. Hope he could be. But he comes in number 67 on the 49ers roster countdown for 2024. His highest ranked out of all 4 of our 1 through 91 submissions was 60, his lowest 77. Got to give credit to Josh, Dave, Oscar. You guys are the absolute best. And Zach for helping put together this whole series. But he's just an interesting guy. Went to Fowler High School, you know, eventually graduated with a mechanical engineering and participated in the Master of Arts in Strategic Design program. So intelligence is there. Born and raised in Fowler, Michigan. And, you know, in high school, yeah, he was a stud. Football, basketball, baseball, all those things. But he walked away from football for multiple years. Was part of two national, you know, D2 national championship teams at Ferris State, big time basketball player. You know, he averaged over 8 points a game, over 5 rebounds a game, and just couldn't take those next steps. And it just became evident the NBA is not going to be in this dude's future. During that time, that's whenever he shifted and went back to football after 3 years. This dude has a college career, 5 years at Ferris State and then 1 year at Furman. This is the new draft, whatever, with COVID, the redshirt year, guys get 6 years now. The last Furman paladin to join the 49ers was John Keith, a fourth round pick, draft selection all the way back in 2000. Shout out to Josh for finding that nugget. Not a lot of Furman paladins, which awesome mascot. I love it. But you know what? You watch anything of them, there's not much. There is not much tape out there. All 22, non-existent. Doesn't exist with them. Can't find it. Now, there's some highlights and whatever you can find on YouTube and some small cut-ups, whatever else. But he's a Ross Dwelly type. Definitely more of a receiving tight end than he is a blocking tight end. Charlie Warner, right? Not that. More of a Ross Dwelly. You're getting the body. You're getting the athleticism. You're getting the production value. But he's so raw. Run blocking is almost non-existent. And that's the antithesis of what the 49ers are. However, whenever you're taking an undrafted free agent like Mason Plyne, the timetable's removed. The idea that, you know, Mason Plyne has to make this 53-man roster or what? No. This dude needs seasoning. And a lot of it. Probably going to have to be with the 49ers on the practice squad for a year plus before he even gets that opportunity. You got to remember, the 49ers will redshirt a second round pick like Aaron Banks. They'll redshirt all their third round guys. They'll redshirt anybody. Well, now you go to an undrafted free agent. It's the same construct. The only difference is this dude hasn't played much football. Really, really hasn't. But again, big size. He's not very fast. Jimmy Graham, you know, that's what you're looking for with him. And you go back to Furman, he had, you know, in the FCS, they have a playoff structure, a true playoff structure. In the semifinals, Furman beat Montana in the last seconds of the game. It was a 4th and 10 from like the 25, 20-ish, and they just threw a jump ball. And Mason Plyne went up and just Jimmy Graham style, you know, blocked out. Grabbed the rebound, two hands, scored a touchdown, knocked Montana, who's a powerhouse of the FCS, out of the playoffs. Like, there, it doesn't take much to see, like, oh, this is where Mason Plyne will be successful. You're a red zone threat, you're a first down machine. Like, if you can figure out the other parts of the game, the blocking, the physicality, all that stuff, he's already got his blue chip trait, which is 6'6", 255, and can jump out of the gym. That's what he already has that. That's non-coachable. If the other stuff can catch up to his blue chip trait, now we're talking. Now you look at his PFF grades again. Remember, this Furman, very low competition level, 53.5 overall grade, not good. 55.4 receiving grade, not good. Pass protection, 70.5, pretty good. And his lowest grade, 51 run blocking. And so, like, you want him to chip, you want him to do some of that stuff and just put him out there on receiving downs. All right, that makes sense. Run blocking, that's an issue. Routes, that's an issue. Posting up and pass protection, all right, cool. You've got a couple things you can hang your hat on with Mason Plyne. Now, Dane Brugler of The Athletic had him as the number 18th tight end in this draft with a priority free agent grade, which he was. And, you know, again, couple notes just from Dane Brugler. Raw. This dude's raw. Blocking is rough to say the least. Needs a year on the practice squad before you can even evaluate him as an NFL tight end. And I get it. We fall in love with these guys because they're so fun. Like, this is a fun prospect because you see it and you're like, ooh, man, you just put him in a goal line and short yardage. Just pop the ball up in the air. Let him go get it. That makes sense. So we see that pathway, but you got to see the rest of the game. And I think that's where he's got a lot to go on. Now, if you look at just the contract, he only got $40,000 guaranteed, which is the fourth lowest of this 49ers undrafted free agent class. The 49ers aren't really putting a lot of stock into what he's bringing to the table currently. They could walk away from this relatively easily. And if he chose to come to the 49ers and only took $40K, how many other teams, right, have Mason Plyne on their radar? Doesn't seem like a lot. So he's going to have to put up some good tape in training camp. Those joint practices with the Saints are going to be paramount. And then can he put something on tape during preseason? That's what he's got to accomplish. But I'm telling you right now, he's ground up. This dude's going to be the last getting reps of all the tight ends come day one. I guarantee that. Now, you look at... Yeah, he was at tight end university with George Kittle this week. That's huge. Any little thing that he can do, that's gigantic. Now, the 49ers keep 2 to 4 tight ends on their roster, their initial 53. Mason Plyne's not going to be one of them. Locks, I think George Kittle and Eric Salbert, those two are locks. Now, you just go sign Logan Thomas. He's as close to 2 as you can get. So that's then you got Braden Willis, who was getting snaps in the Senior Bowl. Cam Latu, they spent a 3rd-round pick on, still hasn't practiced. Jake Tonjes, he's got more experience, local kid, all that stuff. So Mason Plyne's got to pass a lot of guys just for an opportunity at a practice squad. So he's going to have some things break his way. If I had to guess, most likely scenario, he might not even be on our practice squad. He might have to come back next year on the 90-man just to go through training camp and all that stuff again and spend the entire season fighting to get to where he needs to be so that he can participate and compete next year. I hope I'm wrong, and I hope Mason Plyne goes out there and earns a roster spot. I'm not rooting against anybody, but to say he's got an uphill climb, whew, that is an understatement. But you see the traits. 6'6", 255, natural pass-catching hands, big-bodied wide receiving tight end. There's a place in the NFL for that. I hope Mason Plyne goes out there and gets it and can put some good tape. You show in the preseason you can score in the red zone, NFL team's going to give you a chance. And if he gets that opportunity and seizes it, all right then. Now we can talk some Mason Plyne for 2024. But as of now, I think it's just a little bit too much. He's just so far behind the eight ball. And there's young, like, again, Braden Willis, like, drafted last year. Cameron Latu, drafted last year. Like he's got to overcome not one but 2 young pups that the 49ers have already invested a lot in, draft capital-wise and time-wise. Can he pass those guys? But I like this wild card signing, and if it pans out, great. And if it doesn't, you're out $40K. Like, not a big deal. Not even going to affect the salary cap and all that stuff. So, Mason Plyne, surprise us, big dog. I want to see some great stuff. I know it's going to be fun to see him out there. But for us, we'll just keep counting him down. All right, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com is live. Tickets are available for all of our road trips this year. Just go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com, click here for tickets. Brings you to our landing page here, and you can see all the events that we're doing. And so once you pick an event, you just click on 49ers Bucks, scroll down. You can see our pre-party. You can see our tailgate. You pick what you want to do there. And right now, the prices are as low as they're ever going to be. They only go up. So we got early bird pricing till we sell a certain number of tickets. You can check out there. You get a QR code ticketing site, which we built ourselves, which I'm so excited about. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Go party with the faithful. Have you ever tried to explain football to a little kid? It's near impossible with all the rules, all the regulations, and it's just confusing. I remember the first time I coached my son's little league team whenever he was 5 years old, I got gray hairs immediately. So, I know many of you guys have young kids or grandkids, nieces, nephews, it doesn't matter, that you want to share your football experience with. Well, Future Fans is a brand that helps little kids Become big football fans by embedding the rules of football into parallel games and activities. And the way Future Fans teaches, it's so unique and effective. They introduce the concepts of the sport in a way that the kid will understand. Think of a beanbag toss game for teaching first downs. And I know it sounds crazy, but it's genius and it works. You go read the reviews, you'll see for yourself. So if you want your kid to understand football, Future Fans is for you. It's only $49.99, and if you use our code RUSHRUSH at futurefans.com to get 10% off, unlock a lifetime of memories with your kid in your life starting now. Trust me, it'd be worth it.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Coming in at number 66 on our 49ers 2024 countdown, roster countdown, Drake Nugent, undrafted free agent, center, probably a center only. One of my favorite guys to watch film on, maybe of this whole draft class. Now, he fell, undrafted free agent, didn't get selected in the first 7 rounds. He just doesn't have the size. He's 6'1", 298. He doesn't have the speed either. You know, 5'2", 40 is all right, but a sub-300-pound lineman, usually you want better than that. So the whole issue with Drake is his tape is amazing, but he's kind of a zone fit only. And then whenever you put into the whole thing, like, he's not the fastest guy either. Well, now he's like a partial zone fit. But make no mistake, you turn the tape on, it's as clean gets. It was with Stanford for 4 years, you know, all Pac-12, all that stuff, team captain, graduates from Stanford, transfers to Michigan, and just starts and wins a national championship. And was so clean. And, you know, I just put up all 22 film breakdown of Drake Nugent over on the 49ersrush.com if you want to go check that out. There's no bad plays. He is so stinking consistent. And sometimes the NFL, you know, which is a threshold industry, which means, look, we will not take a center that is sub-300 pounds. We will not take a center that's not 6'3". NFL teams have that for every single position. And Drake Nugent just didn't meet the criteria on the just athletic profile. 6'1", 298, 33-inch arms. That's not an issue. He's 23 years old, 5'2", 40. All right. 7.333 cone, so he can shift fairly well. 29.5-inch vert, 25 bench press reps. It, like, It's not great. It's not great. But sometimes people are just better football players than they are athletes. And that's what you're hoping with Drake Nugent. Now, I have to give credit to Josh, the producer of today's show, also Zach, Dave, and Oscar for helping with this entire series. It's been a lot of fun. We got 66 more videos to go. But when we dive into Drake Nugent, intelligence is off the charts, obviously. Graduated from Stanford with a science, tech, and society degree. Then transfers. Grew up in Colorado, just outside Denver. Went to Highlands Ranch High School and was a three-time state champion in the shot put. His dad, Terry, played quarterback at Colorado State and was a six-round pick for the Browns. So you've got the NFL pedigree. You've got the intelligence. And whenever you turn on the tape, you remember he was with Stanford for 2019 through 2022. Two-year starter at Stanford, transfers to Michigan in his first year, was responsible for most of the calls on the offensive line in a Harbaugh system. And intelligence, he immediately fit right in. No issues whatsoever. Now, his uncle Brian played football at Washington State. His sister, incredible athlete. Like, this guy has just got it however you want it. Team captain at Stanford. At leadership, intelligence, durability, consistency, just that athletic profile. That is what knocks him in today's NFL. If this was the 1980s, dude would have been drafted in probably the fourth round. But things have changed. Two-time Pac-12 academic honor roll. Come on. The dude's got it all over the place. Joins Michigan, and guess what? He's all Big Ten center in his first year there and won the national championship. Now, probably one of my favorite things is just, you know, the film breakdown that I just did, and I'm just like, okay, what are the blue chip type traits? Consistency, efficiency. That's just what he brings to the table. If you look at from 2021 when he was with Stanford, 2022 with Stanford, 2023 with Michigan. So you have 3 years of quality tape. He has the 11th most offensive snaps at center during that time. Over 2,300 snaps, okay? At Stanford, they threw all the time. At Michigan, they ran all the time. He had 1,293 pass plays, only allowed 10 pressures. That's two schools difference. Then, he's got over 1,000 running plays during that time. He had 14 snaps where he didn't achieve his assignment or a blown assignment. That's 1.4%. Dude has maybe one bad play a game. That's it, consistently over 3 years. Now, jumping from Stanford to the Big Ten, that was a jump. Now he's got to jump to the NFL. But you're talking about somebody that has great quality tape, two completely different schemes, two systems, all this stuff. He's had no issues. He's flourished in both. Two different conferences. He's two different all-conference player. Really, really like this guy. Yeah, you look at his PFF grades, amazing. 78 overall, 78.8 pass blocking, 76.5 run blocking. Just gets the job done. Just 2023 alone, he allowed 7 hurries, 1 quarterback hit, 0 sacks on 729 snaps. It's elite production. If you just look at, can he get the job done, it's there. Now, you put him standing next to other NFL centers and stuff, you're like, that ain't it. But it was the same way with Brock Purdy. You put Brock Purdy next to Sam Darnold and Trey Lance, you're just like, that's not him. But you get out there and snap the ball, well, what happens? He wins. He gets the job done. The 49ers saw that, and they guaranteed a lot of his money. He's got $190,000 guaranteed, which is the third most of all the undrafted free agents, the Niners side. Now, you remember, $240,000 is what you get paid if you're on the practice squad the whole year. So he's almost got 4/5 of the entire salary to be a practice squad player for 2024, and I think that's probably where he's going to end up. You know, he's a developmental center that needs time. Now, here's what's crazy. Look at the interior offensive line depth chart. Usually, you know, the 49ers keep 4 to 5 interior guys. 49ers is a little bit harder to do this for because they'll play a guy at center and guard and sometimes tackle. So it's hard to kind of bifurcate, you know, is it just a center or is this a guard or what? Drake Nugent's just a center. He is not a guard. He's undersized for a center on top of it. That's one of the things you got to overcome. You get to the guard, no, it's not happening. So if we just look at the center rotation that took place during OTA and minicamps, obviously Jake Brindle's one, Feliciano is two, Ben Barch is three, Nick Zakel is four, and then you got five, Drake Nugent. No team keeps five. None of them do. And then you got Bryson Mays, another guy who's behind him as well. Now, Bryson Mays could play guard center, so a little more versatility there. But Drake Nugent, definitely much higher ceiling, much higher floor as well. I think Drake Nugent should have no problem passing Nick Zakel, who got benched, I think, the second or third day in training camp last year because he couldn't snap it. They're giving him another shot at that. Made it through mini camps and OTAs. We'll see if he still stays at that position. But I truly think Drake Nugent is a guy that this team will prioritize as a free, as a practice squad player to keep him out there. One, he's going to give the 49ers defense good looks every single day because he's so consistent. Two, I think his ceiling's a lot higher than guys like Ben Barch, guys like Nick Zakel. Drake Nugent could be that guy. He's a developmental center, not going to make the 53 this year. Maybe an injury or something happened, he gets promoted. But I don't think he makes the 53. We have him at number 66 here. I do think that he'll get cut, brought back, and maybe promoted a couple games. I really like this guy. And, you know, I just think that he's just such a clean film guy that Forrester, our old line coach, could work with really, really well. So hope Drake Nugent sticks around, because if he's 66 this year and is on the practice squad, I'm telling you right now, he's going to be kind of that 52, 53 number next year and just ascend into it. I think, you know, Jake Brindle's long in the tooth. At some point, 2 to 3 years from now, you got to have somebody new. Why not develop that now? Get Drake Nugent, you know, just part of the team, being around, competing against NFL talent, then let him flourish. So excited for this guy. Really hope the 49ers find a way to stash him on the practice squad. Hope somebody else doesn't take him, but I wouldn't be shocked because he's a damn good guy. Now, if he does get sniped by another team, it's going to be a Shanahan scheme. He is a zone fit only. Power run game, not his style. So, Drake, impress us. I'm excited, man. Want to see what you can do. And for us, we'll just keep counting them down.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.